Today's verses come from 1 Thessalonians 5:11 through 25. And at first, I was just going to read verse 18 that says, "In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." But I went up a few verses just to see what they said, and I think we need to hear those too. So here are verses 11 through 25. "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who are laboring among you and who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you, and to show esteem for them with special love on account of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God, for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace himself make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved, blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. Brothers, pray for us too." Aren't those good verses for the week of Thanksgiving? Remember to give thanks for everything, including those who help put food on our tables, the laborers, the ones who build, farm, and sell. Let us give thanks for all the people who help make our lives better, for the Lord God has said it is right that we do so. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for the laborers, the farmers, the people who work in markets, the people who build the roads to get us to markets, and all those people that we don't think about on a day-to-day basis, but who do help make our lives better. Bless them and their families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.